And all the adoration.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we share in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank and we bless you. We magnify, adore, and glorify your name this morning. As we hear your word, we ask that your word will speak to us. Your word will bring healing, deliverance, knowledge, understanding, insight, and light. That we will leave this place, O Father, nourished and fed by your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Genesis chapter 1.
Verse
number 26. Genesis chapter
1,
verse number
26.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. And God said,
Na eradika se.
Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the air and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, in Genesis chapter 1, in verse 26, Bible says that after God had created all every other thing, then God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make man.
Yambonipa.
God is not a man.
Nyami onyanipa.
God is God.
Nyami ye nyami.
And that is why the Bible says.
And utina tron say.
And God said.
And nyami ka say.
Let us make man.
Moma yambonipa.
Let us make man.
Moma yambonipa.
Let us manufacture a man.
Yamunipa.
Let us create a man.
Yamunipa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God had an idea.
Nanyamewa jini bise.
And God said,
and okay, say,
now it is time to make mold a man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So who created a man?
And why in the bow nipa?
God.
Nyami.
Are you understanding me?
What
you
say?
God created a man.
Nyami ne bo nipa.
Man did not come out of a big explosion.
Nipa MPM free baby hun keke.
God made a man.
Nyami ne bo nipa.
You know that man makes cars.
Na when you say nipa na ye car.
Did we explode a dynamite and a car came out of it?
Ah, yeah, to pay a code, yeah, boy, and a car, a free mobile, and a Debbie.
No,
Debbie.
Was there any explosion and then a house was built? A house came.
To pay a big pie and a dime PM one, Debbie.
It is a man that sat down.
And Nippon at Tennessee.
And a man thought.
And or Jim.
And he said, what can I do?
A den I met to me, yeah.
To make my travels easy. And he decided that let me do something that can carry me to my destination and back. So he thought of how to build a car.
Amen.
Cars, they started building cars a long time
time ago. And they were modernizing it and modernizing it, and until it has come to where it is today. If the car did not come by accident, so man thought of it. Man looked at it and examined things. The same Bible tells us that God analyzed and looked at the whole creation. Then he said, let us now make man. Amen.
Amen.
Man was made by God. Who is a man? When we talk about man, we are not talking about the gender man. We are talking about human being. So who created the human being? God. He created the human being. It was God that sat and said, listen, I need to mold something. I need to build something. I need to make a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man. So how did God say, I want to build a man? How did he say he want to mold a man? How did he say he want to manufacture a man? Because before you try to manufacture something, you must think about it carefully. There are cars that run on petrol. There are cars that run on diesel. There are cars that run on palm oil. Some of you don't know. There are cars that run on palm oil. Now there are cars that run by electricity, electric cars. So the manufacturer sat down and thought about it. And he said, how would I make this thing? And so let me make it, and when you fuel it with petrol, it will move. Let me make another one. When you fuel it with diesel, it will move. Now let me make one that now you can just charge it with electricity. So it was an idea that was in the mind of man. Because man is the manufacturer of cars. Man manufactures buildings. Man manufactures clothes.
Shoes,
machinery. It all comes from inside the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So something also came from inside God. And he said he wanted to make man. How did he want to make the man? How did he want to manufacture the man? He said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in our likeness.
And he said, yeah, you pen.
That is what God says. He said, I want to manufacture a man. But I don't want to manufacture a man that will survive on petrol. Or that will survive on
diesel.
Or that will survive on electricity. You have to charge the man. Before the man can talk. Before the man can move. No. God said no. I want to manufacture a man. That will be like me. A man in my image. A man in my likeness. So that if I look at that man, I am looking at myself. Myself is in the man. He says, let us great man in our image and in our likeness. So God created man in his image and in his likeness. He created both female and male and female. Then he blessed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he blessed them. He created man in his image and in his likeness. Man does not live by petrol. Man does not live by
diesel.
You don't charge a man with electricity before the man begins to move and act. But God created man in his image. Who is God?
What is God? God is a spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God is a spirit. Through and through. But when he created man, he did not create man in the spirit realm. He created man on the physical realm. But when he created man on the physical realm, spirits don't dwell on the physical realm. Spirits dwell in the spiritual realm. And so God had to create and manufacture something physical to be able to dwell on the physical realm. Now, when God created and formed the man, the Bible says the man was just lying down. A form was there, the form.
The form.
You see, that car, it cannot move unless there is an engine in it. It cannot move unless there is fuel in it.
It cannot move
unless there is oil in it.
Are
you understanding what I'm saying?
What you say?
So the form is just the beautiful thing you are seeing. That is the form.
And the Lord is the form.
If the form is packed there,
and there
is no engine,
and
there is no fuel,
and petrol,
and there is no oil,
and wire,
the form is hopeless. The form is useless. The engine gives life to the car. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So God formed man. He made a form. But man had to live. Man had to walk. Man had to move. Man had to talk. Man had to see. Man had to hear. So God will make man hear. What will make man see? What will make man move? Something had to enter the form. To give life to the form. That is why God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. The image of God is not this body. The likeness of God is not this body. This is the form. But there is something that makes the form to be active and to be alive and to move and to talk. And that thing that makes it alive,
the
Bible says, God breathed into the form. He breathed into the form. And the form became a living soul. When he breathed into the form, the form became alive. The form received life. The form began to move. The form began to talk. The form began to see. The form began to move around. The form began to hear. He breathed into man. He breathed into man. He breathed into man. He pumped some air into man. So what God did was to put his spirit into man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was listening to one man of God so many years ago. Reverend Vaglas Kanko. He's from the north. He's a north now. Reverend Vaglas Kanko. He said that, you know, his grandfather was a wizard. And before he would die, the grandfather vomited into a calabash. He was there. He was in his presence. He vomited into the calabash. And after vomiting into the calabash, he gave it to him to drink. And he also drank it. He said, from that day onwards, his life became something else. He saw he could travel under the sea. He could go everywhere he want to go. Now he began to move in the realms of the spirit. The realms. Until God saved him. But you see, the grandfather transferred something to him. He was not like that before. But he transferred something to him. He put something happening to him. It may be physical, but it was spiritual.
And so,
when he took it in, he changed into another person. Bible says, God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And he made the form and he breathed into it. God put his spirit into man. So when you look at man today, who is a man? A man is someone that has been made in the image and in the likeness of the living God. That is why when the spirit leaves a man, we say that he's dead. When the man dies, what happens to the form?
They
bury the form. They put the form into the ground. Because the form is useless. The form is hopeless. Without the spirit, the form is hopeless. The form is useless. Are you understanding me this morning? Without the spirit, the form is useless. The form is hopeless. It's just a form. It's just a form. What makes a man is the spirit that is inside him. And where does that spirit come from? The spirit comes from God. It is God's spirit. He says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, so that when we see them, when we look at man, we look at ourselves. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see, when you are a man, you must understand that God is in you. I said, God is in you. God is dwelling in you. You have the spirit of God. You were made by God in his image and in his likeness. Somebody said, but why is Pastor talking about this today? I'm talking about this today because sometimes there are people who want to what do they call it? The word is not coming. They want to tell you who you are. They want to define you. Are you understanding me? They want to define you. And their definition of you is not what you are. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Their definition of you is not what you are. People can define you. And when you look at yourself, you will ask whether it is yourself that they are talking about. Because they have defined you. And their definition of you is completely wrong. But some of us, we take what people say. We take the definition of people. We take what people say about us. And what people think about us. That is what we take. And that is what we live by. And that is what we move by. That is why this morning I'm here to tell you the only person who knows your true definition is the one that manufactured you. It is the manufacturer who knows the true definition of what he has manufactured. He is the only one who can define you. Are you here this morning? Nobody can define you. Nobody can define you. Their definition of you is based on a certain experience. A certain experience they have of you is based on guesswork. But I'm here to tell you that the only person who can correctly define who you are is the one who manufactured you. Is the one who made you. And that person said, he made you. He created you in his image and in his likeness. Are you understanding me? You are not just an ordinary person. You are made in the image and in the likeness of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Let no one define you by their standards, who they think you are, or by the experience they have had with you, or by some guesswork, and then you also swallow it, and you also take it in, and what you take in, what you take in,
They say garbage in, garbage out.
Asa wudi wura gu mu anwura
na beba. What you taking is what you will release.
Ani awuje tumu na no na obeye.
So when you release lies, when you take in lies, you really release lies.
And this awuje ntro tumu antro na wosu obetwa.
When you take in something that is not proper, that is what you will release out.
Asa wudi bibi anya no aso de beba.
But you must take what God says about you. Not what man says about you. And God said he created you. In his image. And in his likeness. The manufacturer is the only one. Who knows the truth about his product. Every other person does guesswork. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And has opinions about it. I remember some years ago, I used to say this thing every time. We bought a stove and we brought a stove to the house. And I just fixed the stove, put it together by my own opinion. And then I took matches. And
I found matches.
Put on the gas and lighting it. I was lighting the thing. I almost finished one box of matches.
And I miss say imagine soon I saw gas and so matches and so me saw the soldier and so me soldier and so
the thing was not coming.
Me we matches at that car back.
So I told my wife, I said, this thing, well, let's take it back to where we bought it.
Me say na dey we be an enye yen fanko bebe
to. Then she asked me, he said, read the manual.
And I me hu fa me ka kire me say king kan krata na ka ho no.
Reluctantly, I took it because I thought I knew stoves.
Is it not just
matches?
And yes, I was just now the matches are too. So
reluctantly, I took the manual.
And immediately, I bought a phone. I made the fire.
And read the manual.
And I'm a king can.
When I read the manual,
Abraham king can you hear?
No, I didn't even need matches.
All matches
I had to do was to turn the thing beam.
And
as soon as I turned the knob, the fire came. And my wife said, you see.
Read the manual.
Refuse to read the manual.
Kind.
People are telling you who you are.
And
they are defining you by their opinions. By what they think about you. And you are taking it in and you are taking it in and you are taking it in. It is only the manufacturer who knows who you are. He knows how he made you. He knows how you think. Go to the manual. Which is the word of God. How will you define yourself? I will define myself. As one that has been created. In the image and in the likeness of God. That is who I am. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I don't care what you believe.
But
that is who I am. And the Bible says, and God created them in his image and in his likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in verse 28, the Bible says, and God blessed them. 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 He created them in his image. In his likeness. Then he blessed them. He blessed them. He blessed them. So if somebody is defining you, and he says that you are cursed, tell the person, thank you for your opinion. Thank you for what you think about me. But I am sorry. You did not manufacture me. Did not create me. The one who created me. He said he blessed me. Therefore I am blessed. I am a blessed woman. I am a blessed man. I am a blessed child of God. I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about what you think. I don't care what is in your mind. But I know is that my manufacturer in his manual he said I am blessed. He blessed
me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He blessed me.
What's it mean?
He blessed me.
What's it mean?
Listen, brethren. Do not allow the opinions of people to define who you are.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Don't allow it.
Amen. Don't allow it.
Amen.
Yesterday I was just walking here. And I was thinking about certain things that had just gone on in the immediate past. And how I saw myself that I had allowed myself to be used and abused.
So
I was just walking. And I said no more.
And I said, I
said no more. I said no more.
I said
no more.
I
allowed that in my life again. No more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, no more. No more. Some of us, we have been defined. And the definition has put us down. The definition has lowered us. The definition has made us nobodies.
Those
are the definitions of people.
And
the opinions of people. How? You know, there is a scripture in the Bible. And it talks about, I've forgotten those people. I've forgotten their names. Is it a Gibeonites or so? You know, when Joshua was going around conquering the nations, some people, the Gibeonites, came to him. And they disguised themselves. And they came to Joshua. And they said, we are people that have come from far. We heard about your greatness. We heard about your power, the might of your God. And we have come from far to pay homage to you.
And
to come into an agreement and an alliance with you. So that you will spare us.
Said the boy, I won't punch her. So
and Joshua said, "Are you sure you are not just around us?"
I know. Say, "We do. And you know, say, we fi
here. No, 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 no. Look at our clothes.
Oh, I see. She ain't tired yet,
boy. Jenny, look. When we are coming, we will wear nice clothes. Look at how our clothes have become.
And today, you see, I need fashion.
Look at even our bread. And look at the bread. The bread is moldy. Because of the long journey.
Bro, don't pay your toy. Boy, I say, yes, I say, you took my nature.
And the Bible says Joshua did not ask God.
And said, Joshua and
he made a covenant with them.
And
that they will not destroy them.
Say them.
Now, within a few days, they got into Gibeon. And Joshua said, "Hey, you people, you deceived me." But he had made a vow to them. He couldn't change it.
Amen.
But what they did was that they wrote down a law, a decree, that the Gibeonites living among the Israelites will be the hewers of wood I'm not getting it right though. It's like the hewers of wood or then something of water, the carriers of water or something. That means the menial jobs will be their portion.
And that's a human kitten kitty or honey in a sankro phone in a bayonin.
So it means that every Gibeonite that lives among the Israelites, there is no proper work you will do. You will just be a laborer. Do you know that the colonial masters in Ghana? Do you know that there was a law prohibiting the northerners from going to school?
Now we need to say,
the same thing that was written by Joshua is what they wrote, that there will be hewers of wood and carriers of that is what they condemned them to be laborers. That is why when Kwame Nkrumah came, one of the places that he made sure that education went and it was free was the north.
And until Kwame Nkrumah buy and Obama north honor school kwani free.
And I thank God for Kwame Nkrumah. Because Kwame Nkrumah said, "How? How can you write such a thing? How can you condemn some people to be laborers?
He was
of wood and purchase of water. How can you do that?
So amadi omo meye juma fem fem juma
kwa. That is not their definition.
And no nyani pa omo ye.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, me cannot hear.
That definition was the opinion of some people.
Sam randi e nipa dwimpo.
Are you understanding me?
Yeah, me cannot hear.
Opinion of some people.
Aye nipa susu.
And the opinion of some people put some people under bondage.
And nipa susu ni bi die bi nu kwa
aye embrace some people.
E mankrofobi ba fem.
And made some people to be a certain I don't even understand the word to use. A certain group among the rest of the group. But I thank God for somebody like Kwame Nkrumah. You know Kwame Nkrumah was a preacher. Oh, you don't know. He was a preacher. And he knew the word of God. That God created everyone. In his image and in his likeness. And God blessed them. So when he came, he said the people of the north also deserve education. Then he made a radical education program in the north. Very radical. They were going to schools under trees everywhere they could go to school. I'm telling you, and today, look, the northerners are some of the most intelligent people you can ever find. They are one of the most intelligent people you can ever find. But you see, the opinions of the colonial masters almost robbed them of being who God created them to be. And that is why I'm telling you this morning, don't let the opinions of somebody push you down to where you are not. Don't let the opinion of somebody bring you to a place that you are not. Don't define yourself. Don't see yourself by the definition of another person. Who did God make you to be? He made you in his image. He made you in his likeness. And then he also blessed you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is who God made you. Amen.
Amen.
That is why you cannot trust a human being to tell you who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No. When God created man, he made a manual.
Listen,
the Bible is not for trees.
The Bible is not for houses.
The Bible is not for animals. The Bible is for human beings. When he manufactured the human being, he also made a manual attached to the human being. You see, don't say marriage is not good because you are not enjoying your marriage. There's a manual for marriage. If you go by the manual, it will be well. Like I was trying to do the stove by my own. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot walk in marriage by your own opinion. It won't work. I'm telling you. You cannot live in marriage by your own definition. It won't work. It won't work. You will have to go to the manual. What is in the manual? What is written in the manual? The manual is for human beings. The manual is for people that God made. In his image and in his likeness. And he blessed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he blessed them. And God made them in his image and in his likeness. Let me read one scripture. I can't finish today.
It's already 12.
Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 11a. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou?
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Who told thee that thou was naked? God came that just like I has been coming every time to fellowship. And before God will come, Adam was ready. The wife was ready to fellowship.
And
this time they were running away from God. And God said, Adam, where are you? And he said, I'm here. I heard your voice in the garden. And I ran away.
And
I hid myself because I am naked. And God said, who told you? Who told you? Who gave you that information? Who gave you the definition of nakedness? Who is the one that told you you are naked?
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who told you?
Where
did you get the information from? I created you and put you in the garden. And I
have
been coming to fellowship with you.
And
I have never told you you are naked. Who told you you are naked?
Where
did you get the information from? Some of us are getting information about who we are from others. We are getting information from the wrong source. We are getting information from the wrong people. And that information is harming us. That information is not helping us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which one will you take?
And why are some now betty?
Is it the information of somebody's opinion or God's information? Is it the opinion of what somebody thinks about you?
And no business, yeah.
Is it the definition of how somebody defines you?
And said you will be found now.
Or is it the definition of God?
And NASA said the
Bible says, whose report will you believe?
Naturally said, why are some now?
Whose report will you believe?
And why are some now?
Whose report will you believe?
Why are some now?
Whose report will you believe?
Why are some now?
God said, I made you in my image. And I
bless
you. And I
bless
you. And I said, go and be fruitful and multiply.
And I said,
somebody else is telling you.
And will be catch
you, that you are cursed. You know, sometimes when you go to some of our villages and some of our rural areas, sometimes it is very pathetic. Because I remember one time I went on evangelism. That time I was in Odumasi. I went on evangelism in Odumasi and were praying for the sick and things. And then I saw a little child. And this child, you know, is different.
He's
a baby, but he looks like an old man.
Have
you seen those children before? He said, it's a baby, but it looks like an old man.
Oh, yeah,
the skin is wrinkled and everything. When I wanted to pray for the child, the mother and the people around told me that this is not a human being. He said, this is not a human being. This child does not come from God. That is their mentality. Listen, they will not take the child to hospital. They don't really care about that child. They're just waiting for the child to die. It was so pathetic. And he said, believe. They believe it. They are entrenched in it. You see, it is the opinion of somebody that they have belief. Somebody's definition of who a human being is. If you bring for somebody and the person is crippled, does it mean that the person is not a human
being?
That
That is the form.
Listen,
you can have a crippled form.
You
can have a blind form.
You
can have a deaf form.
But
the spirit within the person
is
not a deaf spirit.
Are you
understanding what I'm saying? The spirit within the person
is
not a blind spirit. It's not a crippled spirit. Listen to me, brother. It's not a crippled spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can give back to a sick
line.
It is not the spirit that is sick. It is the form that is sick.
You
understand what I'm saying? So whether the person is a crippled form,
having
seen the person, is still the image of God. Is still the likeness of God. Are you understanding me, somebody? That person is still blessed because God made that person in His image and likeness. It's difficult for them to bond same because it's difficult to understand and to believe what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, when Joseph was about to die, Isaac.
Was
about to die. He told Joseph to bring his children that he may bless them.
Ephraim
and Manasseh. Manasseh was the elder one.
Manasseh na no ye pani.
And Ephraim was the younger one.
Eh na Ephraim ye kuma.
And by tradition,
en nanka mamre kwan so no.
When you bring them,
say what do we mo ba?
You will put the elder one on the right.
Anka pani no ni jina nifa.
And the younger one on the left.
Na kuma no re jina benkum.
What it means is that
ni ye chire ni se
when the father is releasing the blessing,
say jani di shira ne ba.
He releases the greater blessing to the right.
And
the lesser blessing to the left.
And
when Joseph brought Ephraim and Manasseh.
Now brother Joseph did Ephraim and Manasseh by you know.
He put Manasseh on the right.
Or the Kumani Moko Jina Nifa.
And he put Ephraim on the left.
And on the Penini Moko Jina Benkum.
And when what is his name? When Isaac was about to bless them.
And brother Isaac Ibabe Shira Omono.
He turned his hand this way.
And or cross on in Sanisa.
And Joseph said, No, father.
And Joseph said, Debi, why a mistake?
I think you can't see well.
When you
so you know, he said no.
Or said Debi.
I cannot see physically.
Me one dear wohunemu.
But I can see spiritually.
Now so who mu dear me one
dear. I can see into the future.
Me to me who
I can see the future of the children.
Me to me who
I can see what they will be.
Me who
I can see what God wants for them. I can see where God is taking them.
Me who niya me
because even though he is blind,
e wumu say no one dear.
I can see. His spirit is not blind.
And so ni who mu dear.
Listen to me, brothers and sisters.
Tiye.
From today,
every day,
don't let anybody define you by his opinion.
You are not like him.
You are not like
her.
You see, many times, when you are not like somebody, they tend to discriminate against you. They tend to have another opinion about you. Before I close, let me tell you something. Do you know that in the time of the slave trade, there was a law that stated that the blacks were not human beings. You people don't read. There was a law that the black people were not human beings. Do you know why they put that law there? So that it will legitimize their slave trade.
So that
they will not feel guilty of what they are doing. So the law is there. They are not human beings. Who? By whose opinion? By whose definition? By the slave master's definition. Are you understanding what I'm saying? By the slave master's opinion. They said we are not human beings. He says the blacks are not human beings. By their definition. Because we were different. Because we were not like them. Our skin was not like them. We didn't live like them. We didn't talk the same language like them. So their opinion was that we are not human beings. And so they treated us like animals. If you accept the opinion of,
of people about who you are.
Sa woji nipa susu ye e fa ho said ya wote atumu a.
They will treat you like that.
Wo sa kwan so anu mefa ni wadie.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
But from today no more.
And so every day
I said from today no more.
Mr. SCBM.
From today no more.
Every day
you are not defined by a human being.
And you
are not defined by the opinion of anybody.
And
you are defined by the opinion of your manufacturer.
And your
the one who manufactured you. He knows the truth about you. He knows who you are. He knows how you think. He knows what is in you. He knows your capacity. He knows what you can do. Are you understanding me, somebody? Don't let anybody define you
and
your standards. Amen.
Amen.
You are made and created in the image and in the likeness of
God.
Shall we rise to our feet?
Yes, sorry.
Begin to thank God this day, this morning. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's a wonderful God. He's a glorious God.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank
he is
you
glorious.
In abundance. We
there
thank
is not
you for
like
your
unto
mercy.
Him.
We
There's
thank you
not
for
like
your love.
Compared
we
unto
thank
him.
You. We thank
he
you.
Created us. He created us in His image and in His likeness. He created us just like how He is. He created us to be an exact representation of Him. He created us to be a photocopy of Him. When we look at when God looks at us, He sees His image. He sees His picture in us. That is how He created us. We were not created by the opinions of people, by the opinions and definitions of people, but we were created by what God defined us, and by His opinion about us. Oh, we thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. He didn't make us like the animals. He didn't make us like the trees. He didn't make us like the sun, the moon, and the stars. But He created us in His image, and in His likeness, and He blessed us, and He blessed us. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We shall glorify you. Your glory, O God, what you have made us, we shall live in our full potential. O In the name of Jesus. We want to pray this afternoon very shortly. Sometimes because of the opinions of people about who you are and their wrong definition of you that you have accepted for so long, it has put you in a place of disadvantage and has placed you in a place of bondage and has put you in chains that your true self cannot be exhibited. But today we are going to pray. Every change of the opinions of men, every change of the wrong definition of men that we have believed, that has bound us, that has put us in chains, that has crippled us, today in the name of Jesus, we pray. We break forth out of those chains. Open your mouth and pray. Open up your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every change of the opinions of men. Every change of the opinions of men. In the name of Jesus. Every change of the opinions of men. Every change of the opinions of men. Every wrong definition of men. That has kept us under bondage. Today in the name of Jesus. We break those chains. We break free. 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 We lose ourselves. We lose ourselves. We lose ourselves. From every chain. From every
every chains, from every bondage, from every bondage of wrong opinions, of wrong opinions, of wrong definitions, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
The Bible says.
What is this man's name? Thank you, Lord. The man who went to come to pray and said, bless me, O Lord, and enlarge my cause. Jabez. The Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren. But you see, that honor could not be seen.
And so Simon
because Jabez's mother had given him a name, Jabez. Because the mother said, I suffered before giving birth to you. So she gave him a name. That was far from blessing. That was far from honor.
The Bible
says he was more honorable. But you see, a name defines a person. Yes, a name defines a person. A name is an opinion of somebody. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So when he gave him that name, that was her opinion of him. Suffering.
My
mother brought suffering to me. That means you are a person of suffering. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Until Jabez went to God and prayed and said, God, I know that I am not a person of suffering. I am not a man of suffering. No, this is not who I am. This is not the opinion of me that you have of me. This is not how you define me. I am an honorable person. From today, Lord, may I walk in that honor. May that honor show. May that honor come forth. You are praying this morning. You are praying this morning. That whatever, whoever have had some opinions of you and have defined you by wrong definitions, and you have taken it in, and it has suppressed you. Today you are praying that, Lord, from today I take your opinion of me. I believe your opinion of me. I believe I was made in your image. I was made in your likeness. I am like you. I am an honorable person. I am a blessed person. I will exhibit that you are blessing me. I will exhibit your glory, your honor. I will exhibit who you are, how you made me in the fullness. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. And from today, you will exhibit the glory of God, the glory of God, the might of God, the power of God, the honor of God. Because you believe the opinion of God, you believe the definition of God, what God has made you, who God has made you, in his likeness, in his image. Rabababa, 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 rababab
From today,
a friend a day,
don't entertain people
and you and Crofua
who come to bring you down.
Omubase omuba be bua bovia.
Don't entertain people
and makwai masa and Crofua
who come to tell you their opinion about you.
Omuba be ka omususu ye fa ho kire wo.
Their definition about you.
Said the omuhu said ya wotie no.
From today, don't tolerate them.
Every day, you know, as you are
crying, give them room
and maum crying,
don't give them seat
and maum.
If they start, sack them.
Tell
them to go,
pamuamu.
Tell them to leave. You are not ready to listen to lies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not ready. You are not ready. You see. The Bible says in the Garden of
Eden,
when Lucifer came into the garden, one of the things he told the woman, he told Eve, he says, God knows that in the day you eat of this fruit, you will become like him. But good news.
Now, so asempane say
they were already like him.
Now you are born said omo ono dada.
They were already like him.
No mo te say nyame dada.
How did God make them?
And the of acquire
be so obo. His image.
Obo omo say
in his likeness.
And said your pen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
They cannot hear say.
But because they didn't know.
Eso no omo nim unti.
They didn't know.
Omo nim.
They were not aware.
Omo nim.
May you be aware today. May you be aware today. May you be aware today. May the minds of your understanding be enlightened of who God has made you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It does not matter what you have. It is not by what you have. It is not by what you don't have. It is not by your height. It is not by your weight. Are you understanding me? It is not by the family you came from. It is not by where you were born. It is by how God made you. In his image and in his likeness,
and he said your pen,
and he bless you.
And what's your shower?
Only entertain, only entertain those who come with the manufacturer's manual. Speak to you from the manufacturer's manual. God said, let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. That is what he says. So what is God telling you in
effect?
That though you may feel weak, but the reality is that I made you strong. Though you may be poor in finances, but I made you rich. So he said, instead of confessing what you are seeing and you are being shown, the picture you are being shown, and what you are feeling, confess what I made you. Confess who I made you. I made you a strong man.
My bow said,
I made you a rich man.
My bow saw the floor.
Let the weak say,
and one thing was
I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The psalmist says, he is my glory. And the lifter up of my head. When you are down,
it is a what of him.
He is the lifter up of your head.
Oh
my God. It's time for us to close.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I pray this morning, oh God, this afternoon, let the minds of your understanding, the understanding of your people be enlightened. Let the word of God manifest in them. Let there be a transformation and a change in their lives, oh God. May they begin to see themselves as you made them and as you see them, not by the opinions of men and not by the definitions of men, but by what you say they are. I pray for anyone sick in this place. I pray healing into their bodies in the name of Jesus. May they be made every whit whole. May strength enter into them from the crown of their heads and to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Hallelujah.